This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1314. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program, especially the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 3rd, Orgies from Harvard, Mexican shortwave update, and lots more Latin American news. Collisions involving VOA, Bulgaria, HCJB. What's going out from Kavala, Greece? New frequencies for Vatican, Bangladesh, New Zealand. And the propagation outlook. I spotted a press release on the WWCR website dated May 1st that they are pleased to announce that they will be streaming on the web in addition to shortwave. Available in Windows Media, Real Media, and MP3 players. No date is given, but apparently it's coming up shortly. They already illustrate the equipment being installed for the purpose. Not only WWCR, but WNQM in Nashville and all the other stations in the group. So that means World of Radio and all of the programming on WWCR will soon be available not only on shortwave, but via the Internet. We don't know exactly when this will start, so keep an eye on WWCR.com. Last week, we exposed WWRB's off-frequency operation on 11918, but rechecking May 1st at 1954 UT, they were back on exactly 11920. Cuba is not only jamming Radio Marti, but also the Voice of America, because it has a program called Ventana Cuba during the first half hour of its Spanish broadcast, including 9885 kilohertz. We were listening to this April 27th, although the jamming did stop sometime after 0130 UT, while VOA continued with its non-Cuban program, Buenas Noches America. We found that as if the jamming weren't bad enough, the Voice of America is interfering with itself on the same frequency. 9885 during that hour 01 to 02 UT also has VOA news in English. According to schedules, that one is transmitted from Morocco to South Asia, but quite well heard here in Central North America, as well as the Greenville transmitter to Central America in Spanish. It's May, and once again time for a month of orgies in Harvard. I'm talking about the radio station WHRB. That's what they call their broadcasts during such months, including one dedicated to Mozart. In fact, playing nothing but the entire output of Mozart from May 8th through May 18th, 24 hours a day, more or less in chronological order. But before and after that, there are many other orgies, not all of them concerning classical music. Great detail about this is available at their website, www.whrb.org, both in HTML and in PDF formats. Look up their May and June schedules. I'm mentioning this, of course, because WHRB does webcast, and it's among my favorite stations. Craig Edwards in the Northern Territory reports receiving a verification from KTRB 860, which we think is still in Modesto, California, although they're about to move into San Francisco, and put on another station in Modesto to replace it, KPMP on 840, by the end of this year. However, things are already changing at KTRB. In a handwritten report to IRCA, Richard Wood in Hawaii says, KTRB Modesto 860 has switched formats, heard April 9th at midnight 30 Eastern Daylight Time in Vietnamese. But at the top of the hour, 0100, they had an ID throughout the valley and in North Central California, KTRB Modesto with CNN News in English, back to Vietnamese at 5 past the hour. We don't yet know how much Vietnamese is on their schedule. I remark, little did we know what the Gulf of Tonkin resolution would lead to. On Vancouver Island, you might expect the CBC station to be heard on 6160, would be CKZU in Vancouver. However, Colin Newell in Victoria says he heard CBC Newfoundland on the same frequency, of course, only 300 watts, but it was overriding CKZU at 0630 UT April 30th. His neighbor, Walt Salmaniv, says, I was hearing them virtually every night 3 or 4 years ago between 02 and 10:30 UT, that is Newfoundland overriding Vancouver. However, not the following year. This seems to happen best in March and April. On April 28th, I asked our correspondent in Mexico City, Dr. Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla, for an update on the current status of Mexican shortwave stations. Here we go. Radio Huayacocotla on 2390, he says he hears well in Cuernavaca and occasionally in Mexico City. These are in frequency order 4810 XCRTA. He's not been in contact lately with the person there who could tell him what's happening. However, they have been moving their antenna around to different locations. He says, occasionally I hear noise on this frequency. Well, even when they are on the air, one still hears noise, perhaps coming from their own transmitter. That's never been quite clear. On 6,000 kilohertz, the clandestine Radio Insurgente, he says, I've heard it just about every Friday at 3 p.m. local time until 3:50. That's now an hour earlier during DST, 20 to 2050 UT. Next is the station he's involved with on 6010 Radio Mil. He says it's the most constant and reliable signal 24 hours a day, but unfortunately still suffering severe interference part of the time from La Voz de Tu Conciencia in Colombia. 6045 XCXQ in San Luis Potosí. He says they're making great efforts to be on the air. They are on for a few hours and then disappear. They're having problems with their ancient transmitter, but they very much want to be active on 6045. When they are on, I hear them well enough here in Mexico City. 6185 Radio Educación continues to broadcast night hours only from 23 to 11 UT with some interference during certain hours. Now, the one we've especially been wondering about, the one that's been promising to reactivate for many months, Radio UNAM, at the university on 9600. He says, in the past weeks, I have not spoken with Engineer Mejia, but I will shortly. Last time we talked, it seemed the antenna and transmitter were ready, and they're only waiting for the installation of some high-voltage cables. I don't know if there's some bureaucratic problem preventing them from going on the air yet. Finally, Julian Santiago Diaz de Bonilla points out there is another Mexican shortwave station which is currently authorized but not active and no information has been forthcoming, 6120 XCTS in Tapachula. Radio Havana, Cuba appears quite confused over which language it should broadcast at a certain hour and frequency. On their published schedule, it's Quechua at midnight to midnight 30 UT on 17705. However, Adan Mura in Paraguay heard them once in Arabic. I caught the tail end of another broadcast, which I thought was in Arabic, too. However, on another date, they were definitely in Portuguese, so which is it? Adding further to the confusion on their B05 schedule, the latest one they have posted on their website, though it's clearly out of date, some of their broadcasts in Portuguese and in Arabic are targeted at the Caribbean rather than where you might expect. Now, some Bolivian station news. Radio Santa Cruz on 6134.8. Manuel Menes in Spain says is the station he hears best from that country, but only after midnight UT when Radio Republica closes on 6135. He says Radio Santa Cruz is also the best verifier in Bolivia. If you send them return postage, he's also been in contact with Javier Velasco at Radio Santa Cruz via email, IRFACRUZ at ENTELNET.BO. Then there's the Radio Cooperativa in Huanuni, measured by Arnaldo Slein in Argentina, Hardcore DX, on 5983.71, April 30th, from 1104 to 1125. Moises Knokin in Uruguay was hearing a Bolivian on 4545, Catholic programming in Spanish. In fact, it was rebroadcasting WEWN at 2243, 1 or 2 seconds behind 9355. This is believed to be Radio Virgen de Remedios in Tupiza, Bolivia, also reported by Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, measured on 4545.4. At Midnight UT, May 1st, they were broadcasting a live mass of local origination, and then at Midnight 10, they were rebroadcasting WEWN. And both he and Moises found they signed off abruptly around Midnight 30. On the Radio Escutas list, Lucio Heiser, H-A-E-S-E-R, in Brasilia, says the DRM tests from Brasilia on 25885 were expected to begin the first week in May. The transmitter is next to the tower of Radio Justiça. Radio Guaíba in Porto Alegre has reactivated 11785, and even in Brasilia, he says he was getting it better than before. However, listeners elsewhere in Brazil complain about it being only 5 kilohertz from the much more powerful Radio Nacional da Amazônia on 11780. Luiz Chaini Neto in São Paulo recommends Radio Guaíba as the most eclectic station from southern Brazil, with well-done newscasts, very good audio, and music of the highest quality, traditional music of Guaíba. They're also on 6,000 kilohertz. Isaac Rosa in Sierra has been complaining to the government authority licensing stations, Anatel, that one of them should move to 11795, but so far no response. Rudolf Igrim reports on results of the expedition he carried out for a few days, 70 kilometers from São Paulo in a place called Jarinu. Among other things, on 2380 he did not hear the Brazilian fundamental you would expect, Rádio Educadora de Limeira, but instead second harmonic of a different medium wave station, Rádio Mineira do Sul in Passa Quatro, Minas Gerais. This is at 2120 UT. So be careful if you hear a Brazilian on 2380. In Conexión Digital, Adán Moore in Paraguay reports excellent reception from one of those Argentine feeders, 11131 lower sideband, carrying Radio Continental in Buenos Aires at 0847 UT. Some more reports of Radio Baluarte in Puerto Iguazu, Argentina. Moises Knokin in Uruguay reports it tentatively on 6215. Said it's heard at different hours around the day with a good signal, but always with rather poor audio. Religious programming in Spanish and Portuguese. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also heard it, apparently, but he didn't get an ID on 6214.1 in Spanish at 2150. Portuguese after 2200. We continue to look for the expected reactivation of LRA 36 at Base Esperanza, Antarctica. Dennis in Curitiba, Brazil has been checking it and checking the frequency and hearing something there in the local mornings when they're not supposed to be on, for example, 1340 UT, April 28th, something on 15477. However, Friday, April 28th, the first confirmation, a definite ID of LRA 36 from Stuart Austin in Blackpool, England. He says he was at his caravan site, April 28th, and heard them in upper sideband plus carrier on 15476, identifying at 1915 UT. However, not heard the following Monday when he was back home. They're scheduled only Monday through Friday, but apparently still quite irregular. Then on May 3rd, our reliable monitor in Michigan, Steve Lair, said it was extremely weak, but definitely a signal on 15476 at 1905 UT. You're listening to World of Radio 1314. Our address, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our website contains a great deal more information, worldofradio.org. Many thanks to our collaborator, John Norfolk. New editions of Nets to You and DX, Estelluel, and Media programs are now available for May via worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Chuck Ermatinger in Missouri. For a change, on UT April 27th, the English broadcast from Spain on 15385 was loud and clear when I tuned in at midnight 36. They had a really funny five-minute feature, Survival Spanish, weaving what they called handy, worn-out phrases into a story about an alien encounter, such as, apart from drinking red wine, I enjoy spitting against the wind, and I like to play Basque handball. However, reception steadily deteriorated, and before the top of the hour, it was gone, or replaced, I should say, by the co-channel interference, which was always there, at least underneath, the Voice of America and Chinese jamming on 15385. This is what happens because Spain is on the edge, using a much higher frequency than it should. Sometimes it'll work, sometimes not. The Southgate Amateur Radio Club in the UK presents a lot of pertinent news. Trevor Hawkins posted an item recently about Euroloop high-frequency spread spectrum proposals. It seems that there are proposals which have been around for a few years for railway lines to use a spread spectrum communication system centered around these frequencies, 6.78 and 13.5 megahertz. If allowed to go forward, it could cause a lot of interference to amateur and broadcasting bands on shortwave. In fact, he says this is just as big a threat as broadband over power lines. Radio 6 International Scotland says they're starting a new DX program on May 13th. They've already been including letters from listeners on some of their broadcasts, but this will be a specific program called D-Extra. Scheduled via IRRS in Bulgaria, Saturday, May 13th at 0920 on 13840, Sunday the 14th at 0750 on the same, Thursday the 18th on 5775 at 1950, and at these times also available via their web feed, www.radiosix.com. Radio Bulgaria and HCJB are colliding on 11700. A year or two ago, I know they were coordinating to avoid such collisions, but now between 23 and 01 UT, they're both on the frequency, including Bulgaria's English broadcast at 23. And both are targeted to the Americas. Last week, we had news that the Voice of Greece relays via Delano and Greenville had just disappeared. We weren't sure if that was a permanent change, but now we know it is. Delano on 17705 used to provide an extremely strong signal here. If you wanted to enjoy some great Greek music, all you had to do was tune to that frequency, even in the car, anytime between 16 and 22 UT. Many thanks to John Babas in Maryland, who's done his best to find out from the Greeks exactly what the situation is. They replied, "The situation is the 10-year agreement between ERA and VOA has expired. The frequencies from Delano and Greenville are canceled. Kavala is working temporarily." Kai Ludwig in Germany wonders what they mean by that exactly. Is ERA programming on the air from Kavala, but the IBB programming already off or moved to other sites? Then on April 28th, Babis Karalampopoulos told John Babas that Kavala and Rhodes were okay until the end of the month, presumably meaning the end of April, although we hoped he meant till the end of May. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany has been investigating further, and he says, according to recent observations of the IBB Kavala site, all shortwave transmissions for IBB ceased April 21st and moved to other broadcast sites, many at the same frequency and same time, so it's not obvious there has been a change. We can still hear Greece Direct on 15630, including Saturdays at 14 UT, when the English hour, Helene's Around the World, is supposed to appear, but it was missing April 29th. Not to overlook the important medium wave transmitter at Kavala, 792, Ulmar Kivik in Sweden says on April 27th, ERA was still being heard at 2040 UT, and April 29th, opening at 1930, still the Voice of America in Serbian. John Kellerman in Texas has been concentrating on the 31-meter band and discovered that Vatican Radio had made a frequency shift from 9605 to 9610, including the Spanish broadcast ending at 0227 and the English broadcast starting at 0250. This is apparently to escape adjacent channel interference from Cuba on 9600. However, by the time the English broadcast comes on, there is co-channel interference from the BBC in Swahili via Seychelles. Some listeners have an idea around 4835. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says it's Radio Mali reactivated, but for how long? On 4834.9, heard April 30th at 2125. Extremely weak audio parallel to much better 5995. Also, apparently the same transmitter reactivated on 7286.4, heard at 0940 and still at 1220, but reception was useless. Now it can be told, SW Radio Africa has been broadcasting on shortwave for the past couple of months, 3230, between 17 and 19 UT, via South Africa. We have avoided mentioning or publishing this in order not to tip off the Zimbabwean jammers, and apparently this has been successful. David Pringle Wood in Harare says there was never any jamming, but the shortwave frequency has been dropped as of May 3rd, as they resumed the medium wave transmissions at 03 to 05 UT via Lesotho on 1197. Meanwhile, from Andy Sennett's Media Network blog, there's news of the other Zimbabwean clandestine, Voice of the People. The trial of the board members accused of operating without a license has been set for June 15th. It had been on April 26th, but that was delayed. Furthermore, Radio VOP, whose directors are being persecuted by the authorities in Zimbabwe, has been awarded the 2006 One World Special Award for Community Media. It'll be presented in London on June 8th. Those items came from the Media Institute of Southern Africa and the Zimbabwe Standard. In Australian DX News, Charles Jones reports about Radio Nile via Madagascar for Sudan on 12060. He says these two outlets used to present religious material in Swahili and Sudanese Arabic and offered interesting listening, but not recently. Still heard at 0430. However, in Texas, John Callerman says Radio Nile on 9905, April 18th at 0421, was very strong, solid copy, with two African-accented men talking about soccer, a program called Youth and Sport, then some African music, and a long presentation on health precautions that can be taken by those in Darfur and refugee camps. It went off at 0457. By the way, this is on the air only on UT Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Starting at 0400, also reported by Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica, May 1st, on 9905, and slightly stronger on 12060. From the Media Network blog, Radio Pakistan is planning major technical improvements, according to onlinenews.com in Pakistan, including replacing 7 medium wave and 4 shortwave transmitters, installing 47 new FM stations throughout the country. As a result of the change in time zones for Sri Lanka to UT plus 5.5, just like India, SLBC is signing on in English half an hour later than before at 0100 UT on 6005, 9770, and 15745, says Joe's Jacob in India. Terry Kruger in Florida heard them opening the Hindi service on 11905 at midnight 18, heard until 0125, May 3rd. Another SLBC transmitter, the one supposed to be on 7301.5, Joe's Jacob found way off frequency back on April 6th at 0130 on 7062 with very distorted audio. Half an hour later, they were on 7007. Joe's Jacob has returned to Hyderabad from that big amateur DX expedition on the Andaman Islands. While there, he noted that All India Radio Port Blair was on 4760 and was not putting out any spurs, as some had reported. He also discovered that Bangladesh Betar has finally put on a new transmitter with some new frequencies. For a couple of years, they've been only on 7185 as far as shortwave. But on April 17th, he heard the home service on 7250, and April 20th on 7315 around 0730 to 0815. And back home on May 3rd, he caught them on 4750. Very good reception at 1600 in Bengali, parallel to the megawatt medium wave 693. Check it also in the mornings around 0100. Hiroshi Tokusa in Japan also heard 4750 with a Bangladesh Betar ID at 1700, but severe co-channel interference from China. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany and other intruder watchers have been monitoring Sound of Hope, the Chinese clandestine. And here are the frequencies where they've been heard along with a mainland jammer with CNR programs. It depends on the day of the week. 17330, 17350, 18080, 18160, 18180, and 18200. From S. Hasegawa of the Nagoya DX Circle via Shigenori Aoki in Japan, BCDX, news that the Freedom North Korea broadcast has been heard loud and clear on 9760, April 26th at 17 to closing at 1733. Also on 11750 on the 27th at 1000 to sign off at 1027. Wolfgang Büschel says these are transmitted via Taiwan. Brokered by Merlin. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica tells DX Listening Digest the new frequency for radio station Pacific Ocean, Vladivostok, 9765, is much better than the old one. In fact, it's the only Russian signal I can get at 0830 on 31 meters, sometimes rivaling Radio Australia on 9580. Now there's another frequency for Radio Stancia Tichy Okean, 12065, says Vladimir Roshkov via RusDX, that's at 0835 to 0900, parallel to 9765. Ron Howard in California has monitored them both on May 1st and 2nd. He says 12065, which they had used previously, is considerably weaker than 9765. Chris Hambley in Victoria notes that one of the Northern Territory stations, VLAT in Tennant Creek, sometimes stays on its higher frequency all night instead of going to 120 meters. 4910 was heard all the way from 0930 to 2130 UT, April 27th. That should make it more DXable in Europe, say around 2000 UT. However, on April 30th, they were back on 2325 at 0939, says Scott Barber in New Hampshire. But on May 1st, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia was hearing them again on 4910 at 1020, when they should have switched to the lower frequency. Dan Goldfarb in England has a suggestion to everyone in Europe struggling to hear Radio Australia. Try 13620 between 22 UT and midnight. I've been listening daily, and this summer frequency was at low levels, but on May 3rd it was excellent. I see this is apparently a recent change, not in all the schedules, via Darwin, 317 degrees. Carlos Gonsalves forwards the new Radio New Zealand schedule effective May 6 concerning analog only from 0706 on 7145, from 11-9870 at 13 back to 7145, 1851-9630 and all the way from 1951 to 0705, 15720. From Roger Chambers, very sad news of the passing of one of our contributors April 27th. At the age of 58, Daryl Rocker of Herkimer, New York. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued May 2nd. Solar activity very low to low. Geomagnetic field quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 30 and 5 May 6th, 11th and 12th, down to 5 and 2 on the 8th and 9th. Solar flux dropping from 90 on May 5th to 75 May 9th to 19th, back up to 90 by the 23rd. With a standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, number 1314.